Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we talk about what is the left-wing narrative. We talk about new footage out there of black people that are saying they want to kill white people and put them in gas chambers. We ask, what is racism, and so much more. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, type in Charlie Kirk Show. Hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. That is a plus sign. Charlie Kirk Show. Hit the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner. I think you're really going to enjoy all of the content that we are producing. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. Leanne from California, thank you for supporting us. Eric from Missouri, thank you. Christina from North Carolina. Katie from California. Karen from New Jersey. Hulda from Idaho. Janine from Montana. And Lark from Colorado. charliekirk.com/support. Make sure you come to America Fest. We will see you. Tucker Carlson, Kaylee McEnany, Jesse Waters, Greg Gutfeld, Pete Hegseth, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Trump Jr., Rand Paul, and so many other speakers. December 18, 19, 2021. So many people ask me, Charlie, how do I meet other young people? Answer, come to America Fest, tpusa.com/AMFEST. I think you're going to really enjoy it. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. A lot happening here. I want to play a little another clip of our conversation with Kyle Rittenhouse. He was such an impressive young man. Our exclusive conversation with Kyle Rittenhouse, talking about topics that he did not talk about with anybody else. You guys can hear the entire conversation today at 5 o'clock Eastern. We'll be posting it on our podcast feed, our Rumble feed, and reluctantly on our YouTube feed. It's Charlie Kirk Show podcast, upper right hand corner. Hit subscribe. I'd love to hear about it. You guys can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com to email us directly. So let's listen to this right here. Again, if you want to hear the entire conversation, you just subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Where are we at here? Oh, yeah. Cut 24, a couple minutes of Kyle and I chatting back and forth. And I just want to say this, that Kyle Rittenhouse was supposed to be in jail if the state had their way with a motivated prosecution, which an activist press trying to destroy him and crush him. Why? Why is it that a teenager from the suburbs of Chicago represented such a threat to the American ruling class? And the answer was, of course, this was not about him. This is about self-defense, about due process, about the rule of law, about all the themes we've seen across the country found its way into a courtroom with an 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse. Play cut 24.
Kyle, what point did you realize that this was more than just about your future? Or maybe that was always your focus and you didn't care about the rest. And like, oh, I'm now kind of a figurehead for multiple different movements over prosecution, self-defense. When did that kind of set in?
Well, when I first realized it was probably in December of 2020 when I realized, okay, this is getting pretty big. All these media personalities are talking about it and all the people who don't agree with me or agree with the right to self-defense are making up these things such as Anna Kasparian.
And she wasn't alone. And so it must have been so frustrating because, Kyle, you knew this and you were going through social media. It was unavoidable. You were on trial in two different courts.
The court of public opinion, which thank God I had people around me helping defend my character, such as my attorneys, Dave, just...
Jack did
Jack,
a great job.
Jack, thank you so much.
Oh, tons of them all over the Twitter side.
Everywhere. I may have been one of the loudest voices or louder voices out there, but there were so many people, and I I mean, I wish maybe, you know, someday if I get a chance, you know, I could show you. So many people are emailing me and messaging me. Can you get a message to Kyle? Tell him we're praying for him. I had a son was in a similar thing, and like all these different stories and just complete outpouring of support, because I think a lot of people looked at it as a situation of, and you know, I said this too, they, you know, people were saying, oh, he shouldn't have been there, right? But the actual answer is that none of them should have been there. None of the rioters should have been there. The mob shouldn't have been there, right? We should have safety in our communities. This great little town of Kenosha that it was so nice to be able to go visit should never have to experience that. And nobody should, because our government should be the one that's actually protecting people.
And so you had these two courts. And obviously you were most focused about, I don't know, like I'll win the court of public opinion later.
Yep.
Were you ever worried though? Do you ever have the paranoia thought like, man, is this jury really not watching the news? Is this, you know what I'm talking about?
Look, it's unavoidable, this case. They definitely probably saw some of this stuff. Some of them probably watched it. I hope some of them probably turned it off, but I guarantee one or two of them definitely were watching the news during
every
the trial.
Single jury person said that they had consumed media at the beginning of this. So it's impossible not to.
And it was the fear that we had, Kyle, is that there was this fear of jury intimidation, which we have some tape to play on.
I think it's MSNBC.
That's right. Not a fan.
Neither am I.
Good. We have that in common.
But you had a sense of, you know, there's this media out there. They report things. You know, did you have, you know, just kind of glance at a headline and then...
Our best friend, Twitter.
You know, glance at Twitter and then move on to the next thing. Right. So how do you feel about them now?
I think a lot of people are trying to save their assets right now, what it seems like. You see a lot of different headlines come out.
So you're speaking in terms of the defamation potential claims that that might come out?
Well, like I see like headlines, like people are just like changing up their stories. Like, which one was it? I think CNN.
I mean, it was, come on. Everybody has Google, right? He didn't cross state lines with a gun. I mean, that was still being reported. That's still being reported now. People still believe that. And that's one of the problems with the media was they just perpetuated this absolutely, completely false narrative, and they kept it going. Even after trial, when all the truth came out, they still kept it going. And I think that's probably the worst part about it.
Well, it's crossing state lines. It's like Illinois to Wisconsin. You do that every day.
Like,
it's like ridiculous.
Wisconsin.
You don't even realize you crossed. Seriously.
My backyard was in Wisconsin. So
you cross Half Day Road, and you're there.
Exactly.
You're in there. I did it probably 300 times in my life.
And there's nothing on the ground. There's no towers. There's nothing to say. Oh my gosh, you're crossing state lines.
But do you know what? This goes to show that this is a very important point. The Northeast bias of the news media, because when you cross from New York to New Jersey, you go through a tunnel or you go through a bridge or go over a bridge, right? You really can't go from New York to New Jersey. I'm trying to think, at least in Manhattan. Yeah, unless going through a tunnel or a bridge. Like in the Midwest, you go into Wisconsin. You're like, wait, I just crossed state lines. Like you don't even know.
Yeah.
But who cares? What's the big difference?
He crossed state lines.
That's right. That they keep on repeating that. I think the reason they're trying to do that is for future gun laws. And also they're trying to provoke a federal, you know, probe. And so what do you think about that? I mean,
can I just
please
the chairman of the House,
Jerry Nadler. Yeah.
I mean, come on. You're the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And you literally tweet that he crossed state lines. And so now there's some sort of federal jurisdiction. Come on. You're the chairman. You're a congressman and you can't get that right.
So do you believe it's a situation where they want only the government to have that kind of monopoly on violence to be able to use guns so that it essentially eviscerates the Second Amendment?
Well, I think that's getting into the weeds on the issue. Besides the fact that I believe from the very start that it has always been about the gun and wasn't about the right of self-defense, which it became about because that's what it was about, period.
And Finger even mentions this at the trial. He said, why did you choose the AR? Why did you choose the AR?
Yeah.
because it's a, and I was like, and then he tried correcting me on the law. I'm like, because that was the only gun that I was legally allowed to have. And he was like, actually, no, this is what the law says. I'm like, no, that's all, like, you're reading it wrong, man.
You guys can hear the entire conversation at the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. That will be dropping at 5 Eastern, and Jack Posobiec was co-piloting with us there. And also that was Dave Hancock, family spokesperson for the Rittenhouse family, that was alongside of him. I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers, okay? You've heard me talk about it a lot. Look, Good Ranchers, they achieve the trifecta. The trifecta is very simple. One, everyone has to eat. Two, you love the country. Three, you want to support the Charlie Kirk Show. So Good Ranchers, they send you boxes of meat. When we get a box of meat from Good Ranchers, it's bedlam. People fight over the meat. It is the closest thing to Christmas morning I've ever seen with adults. And Good Ranchers has a limited time offer for all of our listeners. 10 free bistro fillets when you enter promo code Charlie at checkout. If you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie right now, this is a $100 value free with promo code Charlie. I want you to imagine over 100,000 Americans losing their jobs. So you could stop imagining because it's a reality. Since 2015, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches in the United States have shut down. Why? Because foreign meat is stealing their business and robbing you the quality and flavor you deserve. That's why Good Ranchers is here. They exist to support local American farms to help you make great American meals. Together, they want to restore the American ranch and your meals to their former glory. Get the beef, chicken, and seafood that can't be imported or matched at GoodRanchers.com. Did you know the product made in the USA has been stolen by foreign countries or product of the USA? They process their meat here, and then they fraudulently label it as if it came here from America. Good Ranchers is here to put America first at the dinner table and the farmers that work to raise the meat we eat. So do me a favor. Get a box of Good Ranchers. It supports the country. It supports the show. And everyone listening to this has to eat. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie right now and get 10 free bistro fillets. And in addition, when you subscribe, you'll save a $25 off each subscription box of mouth-watering American meats for life. These boxes will show up on schedule right to your door. That's right. Get 10 free bistro fillets, $100 value, free express shipping, and a $25 of your monthly subscription for life. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie or use code Charlie at checkout. That's 10 free bistro fillets, free express shipping, $25 of your monthly subscription for life at GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. What is racism? Is racism one person of one race discriminating and having prejudice against another based solely on the color of their skin? Or is racism a power struggle? Is racism only possible by certain skin colors? Our entire national discourse is hyper-focused on race, unnecessarily so. We have a supply and demand problem with race in America. We have an incredible demand to try to find that racism is around every corner, yet there's such a low supply that we try to find racism where it doesn't exist and actually ignore it where it does legitimately exist. For example, we call people like Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist racist, not we, but the media does, based solely on the color of his skin and stereotyping. You see, racism is rooted in this belief of generalizing all into one. Generalizing a group into one sentence. No capacity for nuance, individuality, consciousness, reason. We would call this tribal politics. That would be one way to describe it. Now, you must understand, prior to the creation of the West, or prior to the creation of the idea of a citizen, tribes is really the only way that human beings knew how to do government. It's where you were from. It's your ancestral tradition. And the easiest and, dare I say, sloppiest way to organize those types of forms of government is like, who looks like me? All right, you got the similar jersey as I do. We're on the same page. Now, that did not get rid of conflict. This is a very important point. Because in some ways, the anti-racists, who are actually the racists and the bigots, they say that if we all just had people that were alike, that would get rid of most of the conflicts. Well, then why did Mao kill his own people? Why was there the Rwandan genocide? Why did Stalin kill his own people? Why did the Aztecs sacrifice hundreds of thousands of children of their own people? This idea that if you're all homogenous, that necessarily makes conflict go away is insane. There's no historical precedent for that whatsoever. Now, racism is something that I'm exhausted talking about, quite honestly. But I've said this openly, and I'll say this again, that a white person can be racist against a black person, and a black person can be racist against a white person. It's obvious. But the conventional orthodoxy that dominates public opinion, that dominates Ibram X. Kendi and Robin DiAngelo and Harry Rogers and Ta-Nehisi Coates, is black people cannot be racist. So there's this Twitter group, and we don't know if they were, I don't think they were joking, right, Andrew? They seem to be very serious. And I don't know, we don't know who these people are. We don't know if they were trying to provoke attention. But just the fact that this is being said on social media, and of course ignored by the activist press, is cause for publicity. Cut 31. Black supremacist Twitter calls for a white genocide and total erasure of the white race. Cut 31.
I am for the white genocide. I am for the total erasure of the white race. You don't have to chop this up. Yes, I am for all of you white dying like flies. I am for it. I am for it. I support it. I am for putting all you white possums in a gas chamber. I said it and I stand on it. Simple.
Still trying to find out who that person is. Putting all white people in a gas chamber gets a perfect pass from Mark Lamont Hill, who came out and said, look, black people can't be racist. Only white people can be racist. You see, they believe racism is a power struggle, that white people are necessarily in charge and control, which is insane. It's not true. There's twice as many white people in poverty than black people in poverty. It's a fact. But they want to generalize the American experience. They want to generalize American demography in saying that black people are on the bottom, white people are on top. And where does that lead? Well, it leads with certain activists saying that we want to put white people in gas chambers, the total erasure of the white race. I'm just waiting for anyone to denounce this, obviously, on the left. Could you imagine if this happened on a Twitter space for white people? Everyone would rightfully be rejecting it and denouncing it. It would be on CNN, right, Connor? Right there, it'd be on CNN. We'd already know this person's identity. BuzzFeed would be at the front lawn. What is racism? Racism is not a power struggle. Racism is not capitalism. Racism is not colonialism. It's individual hatred or resentment of one race against the other. Oh, you mean like trying to say white people should go into gas chambers? This language doesn't stop. It's going to go a place that none of us want it to go. We are tumbling in a very treacherous direction. I pray it stops. Internet privacy is extremely important. New news out shows that Google has been colluding with the federal government to hand over your data if you might have searched something wrong into the search bar. So what are you doing to protect your search history? Well, this is why you need ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. It's in fact even worse than that. It's inviting someone into the bathroom, which is really weird and creepy. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. ISPs can sell this data and information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity cannot be seen by anyone. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door and fire up the app and click one button. I use it on all my devices. Every device, I have those beautiful three letters, VPN with rectangle around it. It's rated number one by CNET and TechRadar. Here's the cool thing. It works on phones, laptops, and even routers. So everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Here's the thing. I have it on my iPhone. I have it on my iPad. I have it on my computer. ExpressVPN for me has been a game changer to be able to know that the tech companies or the government, they have to go through a whole nother barrier to try to spy on us. And we see with the new announcements out of DC, if you spoke at a school board meeting lately, you better get a VPN. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/charlie today. That's EXPRESSVPN.com/Charlie. It's extremely important to anonymize your online activity. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. So as I spent some time with Kyle, I realized more and more that this is a young man who got abruptly thrown into this situation without ever asking for it. And it really was a question about the rule of law. It was a question of whether or not we are going to have a system that allows the presumption of innocence, checks and balances, that allows due process to have proper and complete representation. The Constitution is the greatest political document ever written because it recognizes that people in the state of nature are deserving of the right to speak and defend themselves against a potentially aggressive prosecutorial state. You see, the state being a potential weapon and a potential, let's say, tool of the collectivists and of the ruling class structure before us, it's incredibly important that we have a system, and Judge Schroeder was definitely one of the, you know, most, one of the best examples of this, that slows that process down. If you are going to deprive somebody of their rights, if you are going to take someone's rights away, you must go through a process that is checked and balanced. You see, one of the things that I think people are missing about the Kyle Rittenhouse drama is that it was an ultimate bottom-up type conclusion. It's very obvious, but the Rittenhouse verdict is another example of how the Constitution gives power to we the people via a jury. It's another example of the grassroots bottom up, just like school boards, audits, and state board elections. You see, the reason why Kyle Rittenhouse is free and was able to have In-N-Out Burger with us yesterday, a lot of In-N-Out Burger, by the way. We love In-N-Out Burger here at the Charlie Kirk Show and at Turning Point USA. Good Christians that own In-N-Out Burger. The reason why we were able to do that is because the check against Binger, against Lunchbox, against Joy Reid, against the Department of Justice or whatever is you. Now, it's not foolproof. You can stack a jury. You can rig it in a county that's very biased. But it does make it harder for the people that wish to see Kyle Rittenhouse in solitary confinement with handcuffs and behind bars to be permanently there. I think it's a component of the Rittenhouse saga that was missed on most people. Most people were just focused simply on he defended himself, he shouldn't go to jail. You're right. But if the state got everything they wanted, then he would be in without that process, that due process. Now, here's the important point, though. I want to contrast the Rittenhouse process, which was strictly constitutional. It was an aggressive prosecution, but the prosecution couldn't say, okay, you're going to jail. Here's your notice. It's like, oh, no, no. You have representation, you have a lawyer, you have to go in front of a judge, in front of a jury. Contrast that with what we are seeing the fourth branch of government do via Anthony Fauci, via the CDC, via the FDA, where you have, or even what you're seeing with public education or what's happening with the military, there is no citizen-led jury that's all of a sudden to say, Fauci, you're out of line, stop it. Where's the citizen-led jury that goes and votes and says, you know what? We're not going to vaccinate people against their will. You see, the founders thought they put that into place via a permanent check and balance of the legislature. The problem with the legislature is that it stopped being a citizen-led legislature when we decided to get and implement the direct election of senators in the 17th Amendment and stop being at a true check and balance from the state on the federal government. You see, our system is unlike any other country's. So I'm going to play Cut 23, Kyle Rittenhouse, but I want you to think about this. That the same sort of energy of parents showing up at school board meetings, of audits, of we the people rising up, Kyle Rittenhouse had one last opportunity to be free. And it was his fellow countrymen. It was the fellow citizen. And they made the right choice. Play Cut 23.
While growing up, my mom was a single mother working as a CNA at a nursing home helping old people and inspired me to start helping people wanting to go to nursing school, becoming a lifeguard, becoming a firefighter, EMT cadet, and a police explorer.
Growing up, what did you want to be when you got older?
Growing up, I wanted to be a police officer to be able to help people and help people when they're having bad days because cops see people on their worst days.
Now, Arizona State University is kind of dancing around whether or not they want to have Kyle Rittenhouse attend their college. Kyle, I could tell you this. There's one college I think that would welcome you with open arms. And that college is Hillsdale College. As we celebrate the Christmas season, let me just say this. Here, you know why I love Hillsdale? Hillsdale sends us these little talking points to talk about them. We partner with Hillsdale. They put Christmas. They're the only partner that puts Christmas in their script. All these other corporate partners, it's holiday season. It's all this drives me crazy. This is how I love Hillsdale. They put Christmas in their script. As we celebrate the Christmas season, we often pause to consider our many blessings. Hillsdale College wishes to thank you for standing with them as they celebrate 177 years of blessings. Since 1844, Hillsdale has held fast to their mission to provide the kind of education essential to providing free government. And for decades, the college has extended its educational mission on behalf of liberty through a variety of outreach programs. Perhaps you've received Imprimis for free every month, or have taken one of the Hillsdale's excellent free online courses, or have attended one of Hillsdale's free regional events. Hillsdale's online courses are amazing, everybody. I am right now almost done with Victor Davis Hanson's The Dying of the American Citizen. Highly recommended. It's charlie4hillsdale.com. You know of Hillsdale's refusal to take any money from the government. This independence allows the college, which in Greek means partnership, to focus on promoting its core purpose, learning, character, which means tattoo, imprint, faith, and freedom without government interference. At no time in our nation's history has there been a greater need for the kind of classical liberal arts education that Hillsdale offers on its campus and nationwide. So during this season of blessing, Hillsdale thanks you for their partnership in extending its mission to the country. Check out Hillsdale College, all things Hillsdale. Take their online courses. Learn about your country. It's charlie4hillsdale.com, all free of charge. It's charliefor-hillsdale.com, charliefor-hillsdale.com. Portions of the Charlie Kirk Show are proudly brought to you in part by the Beacon of North, Hillsdale College. Okay, speaking of kind of this whole issue of what is racism, how do we define it? The remarkable silence regarding the Waukesha incident is something that we just have to keep on repeating. Six innocents were slaughtered at a Christmas parade by a black supremacist. Dancing grannies, an eight-year-old boy, people singing and cheering at a Christmas parade were all mown down. Six killed and 62 injured. In what police are rightly treating as an act of intentional homicide. That is mass murder. But here's a question. Where's been all the posts from all the Hollywood stars? Where's been the fundraisers? Where's been the moments of silence? Here's a thought crime for you. More people died at the hands of a black supremacist at a Christmas parade than on January 6th. Three times more people died, and it was murder, not self-defense, in Waukesha than Kenosha with Kyle Rittenhouse. But you see, the media tries to form a mosaic. So you guys have all seen a mosaic before? So a mosaic is little pieces of tile that are all kind of put together, and then you step back and then it paints a broader picture. So a mosaic requires thousands of inputs, and they must all correlate together. And so there's some very famous mosaics in Spain, especially. Spain is known for some of their very famous mosaics. When I went to Madrid or Barcelona, they call it Barcelona. They have these massive mosaics. Ancient Romans were known for their mosaics. In fact, I think the Romans brought mosaic art to Spain as part of their massive conquest. But if you think of the media, you must think of what they're doing as a massive mosaic. And every piece must fit. And so as they're trying to make a big argument, the mosaic of systemic racism must be little tiles of white people doing bad things. Tile here, tile there. Ted Kaczynski, Eric Rudolph, Aurora shooter, Columbine shooter, the Charlottesville incident. So they put all these little tiles together because they want it, when you step backwards, to look at this massive mosaic of inputs and saying, oh my goodness, America's systemically racist. But what they refuse to put on their mosaic is a story of a black supremacist killing six people at a Christmas parade. They're like, no, 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 that doesn't fit. That ruins the picture. It screws up our narrative. And so they smash it. They suppress it. You see, everything the left tries to accomplish is about painting an incorruptible picture. Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com, and it's promo code Charlie, actually. It's a great special, and MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, and $24.98 with a promo code, or king size, usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. The promo code Kirk also works on my store and frankspeech.com. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, or call 800-875-0425. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com. Promo code Kirk. Let me kind of finish this point, which it's the best way I can explain it to you. So we always complain that the media only cares about the narrative. That's true. But the best way to demonstrate what the narrative actually is a distillation or a combination of multiple inputs to try to have a bigger picture. So multiple little stories that confirm something bigger, right? So it could be a drumbeat story that was one after the other of, okay, we're going to have 1,000 stories to try to prove that Donald Trump is corrupt, or 500 stories to prove that Donald Trump is inept. And then when you look back at it, you're like, the whole picture, the whole painting shows that. When you actually see this picture, this painting, I should say, in a museum, what's so fascinating about it is that this painting was done as a collection of hundreds of thousands of little dots. So little dots, one after the other, you might not notice it if you're just going straight up and you're just zooming in on it and you're squinting on it. But the further and further you back up, you realize that those dots were actually there to be created a bigger picture. Now, I use the mosaic example, and this is exactly what the media does. So everything the media does, day by day by day, is adding a couple pieces of tile, adding a couple little dots. Now, you might not notice it while it's happening, and sometimes it takes a trained eye. But they rarely ever allow a discolored tile, or they rarely ever allow a off-colored series of dots to come into the mosaic, the tapestry, the piece of art that they're trying to create. Because what they're trying to do, they're trying to create a visual spectacle that when you look at the news cycle, when you look at what's happening in front of you, you're like, oh, well, all those little tiles show me America's systemically racist. When in reality, like, well, no. Look, we have a whole pile of stuff that shows the opposite. You see, and the Waukesha story is a massive disruption in the picture they're trying to paint. It is a glitch in the narrative, in the mosaic. The deeper point is this, is that you must realize that every story they're covering or they're not covering is all about painting the mosaic that confirms what they actually want for the country. Why do they want you to try to believe America is systemically racist? Why do they want you to believe that black people are being hunted out in the streets? It fits their political narrative. Why do they want you to believe that we must vaccinate everyone? Because it fits their political narrative. So what they intentionally do is remove the stories they don't want to talk about, and they confirm the ones they want to talk about. But this, a couple of the ones that have happened, especially in the last couple of days, Rittenhouse acquittal, Waukesha massacre, and the Maxwell trial, those three in particular, they want nothing to do with. You know why? It would mess up their painting. Those three would mess up the picture that they're trying to put forward. Like, whoa. This would muddy the waters. It would make it way more nuanced. It would actually give people a separate side of the story. They don't want that. Instead, they want it to be strictly the type and end goal that they want to paint. They want you to zoom out from the collection of dots, from the tiles put together, and look at their manufactured artificial picture and say, oh, wow, yeah, you are right. Everything CNN says means that we need to give the left more power. The reality is the opposite, and they're withholding those from the broader cultural and news media mosaic that you consume every single day. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and make sure you subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and support us if you can, charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.